All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us, the new Earl Ingram Show. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, right now, I got to thinking, Evan, about the teachers that I had in public schools, yeah. Grade school, middle school, high school. And were they so much different than the educators today? From the standpoint of right now, you hear people say, well, the educators aren't committed. The educators should be in the classroom.
Yeah, they should not ask questions. They should not make demands. They should show up to work and accept what is given to them.
Yeah, and yeah. And the fact that their safety does not matter. You know, they are causing irreparable harm to our children. And so, you know, we don't give a rip. My children should be in school, and never mind the fact that this epidemic is raging. They want those educators' lives to be at risk. They want them to be at risk. It's easy for you to say that as a parent because you're not putting your life at risk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is what I have a hard time understanding about our society. But the selfishness of it has gotten worse as I've gotten older. It's easy to say, well, you're an educator. That's what that's your profession. And dadgummit, you need to put your life on the line for that.
Yeah.
As if they've sworn the Hippocratic Oath, or as if they're a policeman, or as if they're a doctor, you know.
For nothing, you know, at the end of the day, for nothing, for very little. You have to teach for 20, 30 years before you have any semblance of a retirement waiting for you, vacation time, all of this stuff. You know, they don't make very much money. They're not given the tools they need to succeed. And the institutions they work for aren't prepared to carry their weight. I mean, it's no mystery to me, but I know what you mean.
Well, and again, right now across this nation, Atlanta, Milwaukee, New Jersey, Prince George County, Maryland, places over and over again where the virus is really taking off, and somehow, you know, these teachers should be forced back into schools. And listen, it's easy to say, and I keep hearing Republicans say and parents saying the damage that's being done to their children. I'm not saying to anybody that remote education is the answer. It's not.
Clearly, okay? It isn't. Yes.
Okay, it's not. And I know I get to see it firsthand with the young man we are raising. That's not the answer. The real answer is do the things that we all should do to make it possible that there doesn't have to be remote learning.
Yeah.
That's the answer. But we can't do that because of our own selfish ways. We can't do that. Who do we have on the line?
We got Tom from LA joining us.
Hey, Tom, how you doing, man? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Earl. First off, we the people.
There it is again. There it is again. We the people.
We the people. Just all the people got to stop being so selfish, and all these people have got to start thinking about we the people and start looking at ourselves as a social democracy rather than just me.
So what about the thing with the teachers, Tom?
Yeah, I think these people are just upset because they don't have their babysitter, free babysitting that they they usually get, you know, all the time. Because unfortunately, that's what's happened in this country is that teachers have been treated almost like they're the babysitters, but they're getting paid, you know, less than, you know, $1 an hour.
They've been made actual babysitters. I mean, our entire child care infrastructure is built around the idea that for this many days of the year during these times, you don't have to worry about it because they're at school. So the rest of that infrastructure is withered up. It's gone.
And also, I think now at this point, the pressure has gone back on to the parent, where the parent thinks that, part of the reason why kids do good in school is because the parents actually are there, whether it's a public school or a charter or whatever school, for-profit school. It's about the parents. It's about the parents' involvement in the school. And the thing is, our public school, we should be closing down all the charter schools. We should be closing down all of these for-profit schools. And we should be making our public school stronger than it has ever been. And actually go back in Iceland, their education was like way at the bottom of the totem pole in terms of education. Now it's number one. And the kids don't have homework and all these different things. And it's involvement.
You know, Tom, there are record-breaking infections across this nation. They're record-breaking infections, worse than the Delta, worse than the Delta, worse than the original COVID-19. The infections that are happening right now are outpacing those things. And so if that's the case, and it is, why then do we demand that they stay open? And why do we demand, because if we were the ones there, I'm pretty sure we wouldn't be demanding that we wanted them to stay open.
And I'm sure that the politicsters, had their way. They wouldn't be going to work if there was the variant was very, very strong. I mean, this is ridiculous in terms of these people. Everyone needs to stay home for about a month. Sorry, they do. Everyone needs to get vaccinated so we don't continue to mutate this virus and end up with more viruses and more viruses.
Yeah, everyone's betting pretty hard right now on Omicron, on this becoming the dominant strain, and it stops mutating. And I mean, that's a tough gamble.
It's not.
That's a tough gamble.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not. Omicron is not the end. This is going to be another one coming very, very soon.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the information. As always, Happy New Year, my friend. Who do we have up next, Evan?
We've got Cassandra from Madison.
Hey, Cassandra, how you doing? Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Well, I'd like to talk about what's going on with the educational system with COVID right now, because I am an educator. I teach classes at one of the colleges here in the Madison area. And I just like to just share something from what I'm seeing as a college professor with COVID, now that we've been working with this for 2 years. There is a learning loss with students coming in that I am noticing from COVID. There's a skills gap, and I'm seeing it across all races, whites, blacks, Hispanics, not so much Asians, but I am seeing a skills gap. And I the message that I would send to parents is this: you personally are going to have to be more involved in your child's education. The days where you just drop your children off to school, or the days where you think your teacher is going to do it all, those days are gone. And I talk to many single parents, and because many of them are frustrated, and I have recommended single parents and also people with small children, move, if you have to, it's time to consider moving home near your family or other support systems where you can get the help that you need so you can work your full-time job, and also someone is there to help you raise your children. And I think the backlash that a lot of parents are placing on the teachers is, one, one in which they have to accept a new reality where there is new burdens being placed on the parents that weren't there before. Is it fair? Probably not, but this is the reality. This is the reality moving forward. COVID is not going to go away, so parents have to embrace a new educational model, one in which they are going to lose some autonomy in terms of their leisure and what kind of jobs they can take if they want to make sure their children receive a quality education so they can mm-hmm. move forward in college or other skills and trades. So, I just wanted to share that with you from a professional on the ground and what we're seeing.
So let me then pose this question to you, because I hear people, they're angry because the times have changed, and it's not going to ever be again like it was during my time and your time. And so people are just born in these different time slots. And they've got to make the adjustment. It's not going back to the way it was. You don't automatically get that time because you're born. You know, you just missed the boat.
Yeah. Well, you know, I am really concerned about our African-American students, our black students, especially here in Wisconsin, something which you are probably aware of, but the black college educational attainment rate for black students, it's lower than the state of Mississippi.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you believe that?
I can believe
our our college educational achievement for blacks, it's lower than the state of Mississippi, one of the poorest states. And my children are older. You know, both of them they're working on their master's degrees, but I would just say to parents, especially black parents, you are going to have to do things differently. You're going to have to find support systems. You're going to move near people who can help you raise your children so they get a quality education.
I don't care what economic indicator it is in this state, blacks are in the worst condition than blacks all over the nation. It's something going on in the state of Wisconsin that is worse than any other state when it comes to economic indicators for black people. And that's the entire state of Wisconsin. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, and I would love for you to get some experts on there to really talk about the black achievement gap here in Wisconsin, because we are a generation of students. We're actually losing them.
I will definitely get it done. It's a lot easier when I've got 3 hours that I will be having starting towards the middle of February.
Yep.
To do the show, to have those kinds of conversations. But you can rest assured we're going to be having them. We've got to go to a break. Thank you very much, as always, my friend. Happy New Year to you. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.